Well, there you hear the voice of a working singer, a hardworking singer who's been at it, can I say it, for over,
it's been about, what, anyway.
It's been 30 years, right? It's been 30? Has it been that long?
Oh, God, probably 34 with the Skyliners and two more before that.
Wow. So
I know.
That's okay. And we're really happy to have you here with us. Donna Groom is her name. And she's got a relatively new CD. It's called Just Wondering.
Just Wondering.
And you're hearing a little bit. Let's listen to a teeny bit more.
Your smile calling me all the while. You're saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I'm taking out this time to say,
boy, you're making it sound easy. And there's two Stevie Wonder tracks on this, if you really... actually, there's several. They're all Stevie Wonder.
That's why it's called Just Wondering.
You know what? That's funny. Wow.
Surprise.
Oh, you're doing some really great songs on here. It knocks me off my feet. It's fine. I saw Don't You Worry About a Thing, and I wasn't reading it that carefully. I just have the CD in my hand for the first time. But this song, Part-Time Lover, Do I Do, Overjoyed, Hey Love, Creepin', mm-hmm. knocks me off my feet. Beautiful song. I just called All in Love is Fair and Don't You Worry About a Thing. And Donna Groom, let's just talk about your life a little bit. When did you discover your passion for singing?
Good question. Because before I was singing, I was... I'm a musician. I've played piano all my life, and I guess my mother saw at a very young age that I was going to be a little weird. So, yeah, so, you know, she started lessons, and she taught me first, and then she was careful about who I studied with because it was classical. And I studied with concert pianist in Dayton, Ohio. You were out of the Cincinnati area, you know, the university and everything.
Did you grow up near Dayton?
Dayton, Vandalia, near the airport because my dad worked for the airline. So anywhere we lived, we were always by an airport.
What brought you to Pittsburgh?
My parents are Pittsburghers, and, you know, when you work for the airlines, you never get to live where you want. You have to go where you can. So for 9 years, he tried to bid Pittsburgh to get into the station. So, you know, things worked out. They built the West Wing on the old terminal, and so they needed an extra guy because he was bottom guy forever. And so we moved back here. I was probably 13. And, you know, so it was good to be back home. It's always my second home anyway.
I'll bet. Where did you go to school?
I graduated from Moon in high school. You know, before that, of course, my parents put us in parochial school. So up to 8th grade, like Coriopolis area, St. Joseph. And 1 year up at Olsch, which is a great school, but there was no chorus. I had to have music. So I begged my mother, let me go to Moon, and because Al Hazim was there in chorus. And she let me go. And then, you know, I got into a little band after that. And after I graduated, I went on scholarship to Duquesne, and I just was not happy, you know, too young, wasn't ready. Right after that, I started with Skyliners, and I was probably 19, and, you know, then I went back to school in 98, I think it was, in the Sacred Music program, so I got a degree in organ,
Sacred Music. Also from Duquesne?
Uh-huh.
Let's listen a little bit more. This is Donna Groom, the song Do I Do on the album Just Wondering. Of course, I would pick an instrumental break. Here she is. That I awake, I'm a It's actually a lot of great musicians on this, too. This is not synthetic background at all. There are a lot of great Pittsburgh musicians that are featured behind you in this great recording, all Stevie Wonder songs with a new interpretation. I want to ask you more about Jimmy Beaumont and the Skyliners,
sure.
But why Stevie Wonder? I'm curious.
Everybody asks that, and, you know, I can't really tell you except if you don't write, which I do a bit, but I'm not. I don't call myself a writer. I can collaborate. But when you do a CD, to me, it's very important that you have a cohesive factor there. It's got to be themed, or you can't have patchwork unless you intend for that to be like different snippets of all kinds of styles. But I thought, well, why not do the music of a great writer and someone that you love to death, which I do, love Stevie, and do them, cover some and do others your own way.
Yeah, and it's really neat. This is simplistic, but it's neat to hear a woman doing his songs, too.
Yeah.
They sometimes take on a different style when you hear that. It's funny. I don't think I'm going to get to play it today, but do you remember, was it Dionne Warwick, I'll Never Fall in Love Again?
Yes.
I think it was the Burt Bacharach tune. I have a version of that that came in last week that I've looking forward to playing, and it's sung by a guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's What Do You Get When You Kiss a Girl, and it's written by a guy, too, but we're so used to hearing Dionne Warwick sing it, and it's just neat.
That's the beauty. But there's some of his songs that I couldn't do because of the words, and you couldn't change it, couldn't make it.
Yeah.
It all had to be believable.
Absolutely. Donna Groom is here with us, and, you know, it's Labor Day weekend, so here you are. You've made a living as a singer for a long time.
Go figure.
I'm guessing it was a real turning point when you hooked up with the Skyliners. One singer, you know, sort of, it was a tragic loss. You came in to become, I think, the second. You replaced a woman who had lost her life, right?
Yes.
Earlier. Tell me about what it was like to sing with the Skyliners.
Scary,
I just can't imagine.
Scary, and very green. I was scared to death. I know my mother said when she saw me the first time, my eyes were big as saucers, and I had to learn, you know, two complete shows. And, of course, always worried about being compared. But, you know, there really wasn't a comparison. I was too young, and it was probably the greatest experience that you could have at 19, to be all of a sudden you're on the Beacon Theater stage in New York and Madison Square Gardens in front of 22,000 people. I would have never, maybe would have never done those things. Who knows?
Now, and by the way, Janet Vogel is who we were referring to earlier, who unfortunately died of suicide in 1980. And so here you are sort of stepping, well, bringing your shoes over next to hers to join the group. And I just can't imagine what it would be like to be in Madison Square Garden. You're very young, right? You're in your 20s, I imagine.
Yeah. Then you take it for granted. I hate to say that, but it's like, it's just like going to work, like for anybody else. And when I talk to people, like, well, where are you? I say, oh, I'm going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I say, I'm going to work. I don't look at it. But sometimes I forget to get paid. I shouldn't admit that, but
no.
I don't know. I look at it as going to work, but somehow I don't equate it with getting paid, because I'll leave and Mark said, did you get paid? And I'm like, oh, I forgot.
Whoops. Now, during I don't know how the Skyliners are touring right now.
It's pretty good, actually.
And I was going to say, when was there a particular peak when you were on the road for more days than you can imagine?
No.
No.
Their work is basically, you know, you're on the road on Friday, you do the gig Saturday, you come home Sunday. If You know, sometimes you get to Florida or places like that where you can hook a few of them together, but it's basically mostly just weekends. And but I could be on the road for weeks and weeks because I'm more organized on the road, you know, really.
Is that your preference? Would you want to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pack the suitcase. I'm real good at it. And goodbye. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean. I don't have to answer the phone except my cell phone. Just, I prefer it.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. And, maybe you get that from your dad.
I do. Yeah. I do. I have a sense of terrible adventure.
Well, and
it's really scary.
Your dad's probably used to living out of hotel rooms or apartments.
Yes, he did. And he commuted for 8 years when he was furloughed for a while in St. Louis. We thought it was going to be a year or so. It was 8 years.
There's kind of a nice irony to the daughter of a pilot becoming a member of the Skyliners.
He's not a pilot. He was a mechanic.
Oh, mm-hmm. I mistook that. So he would still have to travel a lot as a mechanic. I never really thought about that.
Yeah, and I did get all his, you know, sense of direction and like he could fly, but just got all that. He taught us so much, you know. He really did. He's a great dad.
Is he still around?
Oh yeah, he just turned 82.
He's got to be really
the other day.
He's got to be really proud of you. This is Donna Groom, and we're talking a little bit about the life of a working musician, but also we haven't mentioned it yet, but she's got a concert coming up September 12th. And let's just take a little listen to her again. This is from her new album called Just Wandering.
Day to celebrate. No chocolate cup of candy hearts to give away. No first of spring, no song to sing. In fact, it's just another ordinary day. No April rain, no flowers bloom, no wedding Saturday.
And the drummer is Mike Groom. Sorry about that. I just Mark. Shame on me. I tried to be clever and I blew it. Mark Groom, your husband, is the drummer here.
He is, and he's also. Mark was with the Skyliners before I was. He knew Jan very well, and I guess Mark's been with them maybe 36 years, maybe longer, and that's where I met him. And we both had other significant others for a year or so. And then he said one time, we should go out. I said, yeah, we should. Before you know it, we're married 32 years.
Now, you'll get a chance at the Upper St. Clair Theater coming up on September 12th. That's a week from tonight, Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Donna will be performing these songs, and you'll be playing piano and singing. Will you have other musicians with you?
Yes, we have 10 pieces all together, five-piece horn section. Ralph Guzzi wrote all my charts, and he'll be conducting, and Mark, of course, will be on the drums. And, you know, I have musicians that were on the PBS special, some from the Benedum Orchestra, just wonderful people and people that were on the CD.
Well, what a great thing for you.
I'm so proud to call them my friends. I really am.
Yeah, and it's nice for folks. They'll get a chance to hear you in your own backyard and front and center with this new CD. Anything else you wanted to mention at all? How can folks... I think we've linked to the website at the Upper St. Clair Theater, and there's information there. Mm-hmm. And again, it's 7 p.m. a week from today.
You can get tickets on donnagroom.com/shows.
Perfect.
It'll take you right to the place.
Perfect. And Donna, we'll listen a little bit more to this. I want to thank you for being here today.
No, thank you.
And congratulations. What do you think would surprise most people about being a working singer, musician?
Well, for me, I think they look at me like, what's your day job? Never had one, sorry to say, but you have to really love it because there's feast and famine.
Thanks, Donna. DonnaGroom.net, the website?
.com.
DonnaGroom.com/shows for ticket information. A week from tonight, Upper St. Clair Theater at 7 o'clock.